Future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. I mean, here in Shoreditch, man, the last couple of days have been fantastic. The weather's been amazing. England won the football last night against Colombia. Woo! So we're pumped and we're jacked, and also the market's up. So everything's looking great right now. Life's pretty good at the minute. So let's get down to business. Bitcoin's currently trading at $6,738. That's up 3% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum's currently trading at $477. That's up 2%. We also have EOS currently trading at $9.27. That's up 5%. And big shout out to NEO, which is currently trading at $39.11. And that's up 5% as well. The market itself, the market cap in general is $275 billion, with an average trading volume in the last 24 hours of $15 billion. Bitcoin's dominance is currently 41.9%. And what's been interesting is in the last 3 months, we haven't seen many cryptocurrencies added to the list, because back from kind of January to March of this year, I would say 200 to 300 projects were added. We saw a massive breakthrough of different ICOs coming out. Some have been building up for a while, but it was interesting to see that's kind of slowed down now. And what we're seeing is, I would say the way to word it would be better vetted projects. People are actually taking this extremely seriously. You're having real individuals in the space. You've got guys with real experience coming out, having an ICO. So it's kind of an interesting playing field now. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show. Use blockchain to rebuild societal trust and save £8 billion, report tells UK government. UK Housing Minister Eddie Hughes released a report into blockchain on July 4th, calling on the government to show leadership by making the technology and benefit its priority. The report, Unlocking Blockchain, makes several key proposals using state projects currently underway in Estonia, and the standard authorities should follow at home. The state should focus its attention on using blockchain to enable social freedom, to increase efficiency, and to rebuild societal trust, Hughes summarizes. The state should not be allowed to use such technology to intrude into the lives of individuals, but rather the technology should be used to empower individuals in this necessary engagements with the state. While the government confirmed it is looking into blockchain's potential in recent months, it remains unclear to what extent lawmakers are interested in exploiting decentralized technology. Cabinet Officer and the Government Digital Service are researching potential use cases of distributed ledger technologies or blockchain jointly with departments or the public bodies for future trials and proofs of concept with a view of driving efficiency and supporting transformation, an official response to a query by Hughes in March stated. Continuing, Hughes proposed a long-term cost-saving exercise using blockchain across government departments with a goal of shaving off 1%, around £8 billion or $10.56 billion. The report makes further reference to a so-called distributed ledger technology, DLT, use of which Hughes says should be expanded to include the other key technologies such as AI as and when they converge. To coordinate proceedings, the country should have a chief blockchain officer, the report added. Great story. I love the fact that the UK is now seeing the potential, because there was kind of a few different kind of backgrounds to this. One was one of the top guys at Ripple ended up going into the House of Parliament, and they kind of laughed at him, and they were kind of asking silly questions and not taking him too seriously. And then recently we had a couple of key people in London going down. I think Iqbal from eToro was present. He was representing some of the crypto guys. And I believe, from my understanding, what Iqbal said, that they took what they were saying extremely seriously. And it's interesting because now they're seeing other countries building on this new technology, and being a government and looking at what other governments are doing, they want in, they want a bit of the action, they want to see what's going on, what's all the fuss about. So it's going to be interesting in the next couple of years to see how the UK government build out on blockchain and DLT technology. Well, check this out. Rogue app wreaks havoc. Transaction costs soar as the Ethereum network slows down. So let's check it out. Anyone trying to deposit or withdraw ERC-20 tokens from a cryptocurrency exchange yesterday will likely have encountered a major delay. Gas prices have been unusually high for days, requiring an average of 50 GWEI to push a transaction through. An application called Fcoin or GPM listing is being blamed. It forces all candidate projects to use massive gas fees to airdrop to Fcoin accounts to create a deposit vote number. Each day, the top five projects are listed on the exchange based on the cumulative deposit number before the cycle repeats. The site, which appears to originate in China, is a new addition to the cryptocurrency scene and an unwelcome one for anyone who's been trying to use the Ethereum network. This isn't the first time Ethereum has been crippled by a single application. Of course, previous culprits have included CryptoKitties and a group of shrimp farming games. ETH gas station estimated prices up to 500 GWEI at one stage on Monday, and yesterday a record of 44.4 billion gas was used on the network. Popular Ethereum client-side interface MyCrypto launched into a Twitter rant on Tuesday about the selfishness of Fcoin GPM listing, accusing it of a mild, numbingly describable voting mechanism that quite literally incentivizes cyber attacks. One of the worst but less documented side effects of blockchains being commandeered by selfish apps is that they deter people from transacting on-chain. When a trader fears they won't be able to move tokens from their hardware wallet in time to capitalize on a market movement, they will be more inclined to leave their coins on a centralized exchange, thereby losing their financial sovereignty. In addition to harebrained schemes such as the conceived by the dubious Fcoin GPM listing, certain Ethereum smart contracts are badly designed so as to use more gas than is necessary to incentivize more efficient gas usage. A Solidity gas golfing competition was recently held to produce the most gas-efficient code for a series of straightforward challenges, optimizing gas usage in something that all Ethereum developers can aid. But they're powerless, like the rest of the community, to hold spammy or scammy apps that make necessary or unnecessary use of the blockchain, impeding services for everyone. So it's interesting because a blockchain has a network effect that's a community, and with the community you're going to have lots of different individuals or lots of other micro communities building out to help the larger network effect and the larger community. So I don't think it's right that you start pinpointing certain people that are showing flaws in the overall structure of the blockchain itself and trying to blame them. Why wouldn't you just fix the gas issue? Or why don't you try? Or why don't you look at what's really going on? Scalability is an issue of Ethereum. Don't try and blame Fcoin because they've got a great business model and they're incentivizing people to use the technology. I think that's wrong. NEO moves to decentralization today. So let's find out more. NEO will embark on its first step towards true decentralization today, Wednesday, July 4th. The move, which has been in the pipeline for a while now, was revealed through an update on the coin's official tweet feed. The move holds much more significance for the global crypto economy, considering that NEO happens to be one of the best performing coins in circulation. So details are pretty sketchy at the moment, as the original tweet, despite coming from a rough English translation, raises more questions than it answers. The English translation reads, "No innovation, no decentralization, no communication. We've heard many voices of no over the past. While the market changes, NEO's vision remains unchanged. From the first step of decentralization, a new era of NEO ecosystem is about to unveil." So, I mean, clearly, the only important point to the mysterious and widely anticipated announcement unravels is that the date of the impending big strategic move, July 4th, at 2100 hours GMT plus 8. One possibility is that the team overseeing the transformation could realize the nodes of the network, although that's just speculation at the moment. NEO price surges. So the uncertainty to the lack of sufficient information has not barred the communication from being bullish on NEO, which is the coin frequently referred to as the Chinese Ethereum. The NEO, or the price of NEO for that matter, which is the 12th largest cryptocurrency in circulation by market cap, began surging shortly after the announcement. It has grown as much as 12% today, becoming the highest gainer among the top 20 coins earlier on Wednesday. All being said, this is still developing as a story with plenty of exciting developments on the cards. I want to say a big shout out to the NEO guys. You know, they've been executing to high standards for a while now. I went to the NEO DevCon back in, I think it was January or February this year. I hooked up with Dahong Fei there. I mean, really, really insightful guy, amazing character, very calm, knew what he was talking about to very, very high standards, has a massive passion for economics. So it's interesting seeing how NEO is now changing its whole model with regards to governance and the role of NGC, the NEO Global Capital, how that's all changing a little bit, because I know economics is a huge passion to him. So he's really looked at the intricacies of how everything's governed on NEO. So that's pretty cool. And obviously we hooked up with a game at the Token 2049 Hong Kong, where we had another sit down with him. So, I mean, the guys over there at NEO are extremely hardworking. Their ability to execute is like no other. And I just want to say a big shout out to those guys, because I know they've been working extremely hard on this, and this is a big moment for them. All right, so myself and young Oliver, tonight going to the EOS London meetup. EOS London are the EOS London community. Event tonight has a stellar lineup. So let's go through who's speaking. So to kick things off, we have Moti Tabulu, who's the head EOS Core Arbitration Forum, which stands for ECAF or ECAF, who have been in the news very recently due to the fact they were not voted in by the community. So it's going to be interesting to kind of grill that guy and see what's going on there. We also have Dominic Thomas, who's the CEO of Worldly. Airdrop, they're having an airdrop recently, but Worldly is a new project building out EOS. We also have Kirstius, who's from Codium. Sam Noble, who's from EOS Dublin, which is one of the block producers, talking about Parachute. And also, I think that EOS 42, who are another London block producer, who are going to be down there. It's going to be super, super exciting. Really, really happy that these guys are doing what they're doing. They've built a massive community under them here in London. So for anyone listening that's not from the United Kingdom and you're planning a trip soon, what you got to do is reach out to us at SVK Crypto, and we can also reach out to the EOS London gang as well, because they host monthly meetups just like SVK Crypto. Well, listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you so much for your time and attention. And remember, as always, check us out on Telegram, SVK Space Crowd. Hit us up on Twitter, at SVK underscore crypto. And email myself, cstory@svkcrypto.com, which is cstory@svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a phenomenal evening.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.